Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Today, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware all announcing plans to lift school mask mandates.
Yay!
This is a huge step back to normalcy.
Just outside Cleveland, Troy Intermediate School no longer requires masks in class, only recommends them.
How effective has mask wearing been?
I think it's been very, very effective.
Of its 550 students, 83 have tested positive this school year. Staffing issues also forced the school to close in December during the Omicron surge when masks were optional.
We're at the point where we feel like we've got to learn how to live with this.
Just 35 miles away, Warrensville Heights Elementary has kept its mask mandate. Of its 890 students, 31 have tested positive this school year. It has not closed due to an outbreak.
Our community believes that wearing masks is a barrier to try to prevent the spread.
Nationwide, more than 60% of the 500 largest school districts still require masks, though data on how effective they are in preventing outbreaks in schools is limited. One survey conducted by the CDC of 169 schools in Georgia found those with a mask requirement had 21% fewer COVID cases than schools where masks were optional. Another study in Arizona found schools were 3.5 times more likely to experience a COVID outbreak if they did not have a mask requirement. But the methodology of those studies has been questioned.
We don't have very convincing studies that masks have a large impact on preventing either transmission of disease within the school setting.
There's also a lack of data on the downsides of wearing masks in schools.
The biggest downside to wearing masks in school is the mental and social aspects.
Some parents argue it should be their choice.
Children's languages are developing at a young age, and if we mask them at age 2 and they're not seeing the mouths move, then you know some of that can cause some developmental delays.
But for others, the pros outweigh any cons.
I think they should be wearing masks. A lot of parents have the opportunity to get COVID vaccinations for their kids, and a lot of them do not.
It's a tough decision to make for any parent. But at the end of the day, if it's keeping our children safe.
The White House said today that universal masking in schools is still recommended, but that ultimately it's up to local school districts to decide what to do.
And it always has been. And that's the crazy part. But that is the good news. The good news is this, okay? So New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, California, Connecticut, and Oregon will all soon end indoor mask mandates. California for vaccinated people. No mask will be required for indoor activities. We are nearing the end of a global pandemic, and that is amazing news. That is the best news that we could get for every reason, from health to sanity to craziness to the election. I mean, it's so happy to be able to report that cases are down by 65% in California since the peak of the Omicron surge. Cases are down in New Jersey by almost an equal amount, 65%. More people are dying each day from the Omicron variant, believe it or not, than they did during the peak of Delta, but only because so many people were infected with Omicron. I mean, the amount of infectiousness that Omicron presented to us, the transmittability from Delta to Omicron was exponential. It really was. But we're watching a steep decline in daily cases. We were at almost 1 million cases a day. We were clocking. We were at just over 800,000 new cases a day at the peak of this Omicron variant. It was astronomical. We still have 104,000 people hospitalized from this variant. we're still losing 2,531, somewhere in that neighborhood. We're still losing that number of people to COVID each and every day. But now we're down to, from 800,000 new cases a day, we're down to 290,000 new cases a day. So that is a huge decrease in new cases, which, you know, deaths and hospitalizations are lagging indicators, meaning you don't get those numbers until people get, you know, infected and deal with it and aren't able to kick it, aren't able to get rid of it, and it, you know, has its way with them. So, but it looks really positive. It looks like we're heading in the right direction. Now, I will say only 64% of Americans are vaccinated. Only 64%. You know why that is? Because we don't have vaccine mandates. We don't have them. So, hey, let's protest. Let's protest something that we don't have. In fact, let's solve a million problems we don't have. Let's literally change voting laws, because we don't have any problem with voting in this country. So let's go ahead and solve that problem that we don't have. Let's solve the problem of critical race theory being taught to children in school. Hey, wait a minute. We don't teach critical race theory to our children in school. Hey, too bad. Let's solve a problem of critical race theory not being taught in school. Let's solve the problem of critical race theory being taught in school when we don't have that problem. Let's not solve the problem of the filibuster. Let's not do that. Let's not solve the problem of the Supreme Court. Let's not do that. Let's not solve the problem of gerrymandering, just cracking open certain places to dilute the vote of people of color, or to dilute the vote of Democrats in, major metropolitan areas. Let's do that. I mean, no, we're not interested in solving any of the problems that we actually have. The Republican Party is very busy setting up problems that we don't have and then solving those problems that we don't have by getting you outraged about a problem that we don't have and then getting you adamant about needing to solve a problem that we don't have by literally removing things like books from schools, literally removing things like people from their voting district by literally, and people fall for it over and over and over and over and over and over. We need to solve this problem, but we don't have that problem. Oh, well, garbage in, garbage out. You know, it's just, and what the truck is going on in Canada, okay? So now, and Miami too. There's a lot of things that are happening that the Republicans won't tell you are happening because they have no interest in solving problems that are happening. They're much more interested in solving problems we don't have and making you very, very anxious and angry about problems that we don't have, but that they tell you that you need to solve, we need to solve as a party. It's just, it's such a ridiculous way to govern that one has to question why. Why do they do it? Well, they do it because they're very, very interested in depriving you of choosing them for your representation. And instead, they want to choose you as their voters. And why would that be? Because they're not interested in solving any of your problems. So they have to, you know, give you fake things to get angry about, fake problems that we don't have, and then get you to go to the school board and scream about a problem that we don't have and how you're going to solve it. And you're going to solve it no matter what, no matter who stands in your way, you're going to solve a problem that doesn't even exist. Wow. This is just really crazy. Meanwhile, there are real problems going on here. Turns out that this craziness in Canada, where, by the way, 85% of Canadians are vaccinated. Only 10% of their truckers are unvaccinated. So there's no issue there either. So what is actually occurring? Who's doing this?